Blog Talk Radio.
I'm back.
It's the one mic stand with Simply Nay. I am Simply Nay in full effect. You know this. So, we're going to talk about MTV's VMA. See what it was given. Shed some light on a few things and maybe throw some oak tree shade. Who knows? There was a lot of vibes, but the message was very clear from Mother Minaj. Come forth. Mother Minaj, Roman's Revenge, had to let y'all know because she's been telling you for a while, but y'all keep playing with Nicki. So she took them back to the BK. Isn't that where she from, the BK? I'm not sure. Well, I'm not going to be doing this by myself because there's so many bits and pieces to dissect to what mainstream media was giving you on MTV today. So to join me is none other than my very own manager, Steven Wilson of Over the Top Productions. And you know he's going to have a lot to say about MTV VMA. So tune in, join us, chime in if you'd like. We are at 646-787-8623. We're going to run down who the winners are, what they were wearing, what they were saying, what they were giving. And shout out to the PR team that made sure that Kylie entered with her family opposed to with Tiger. That was a move. So we'll get into just all those little nuances and idiosyncrasies and give you all the life you need this evening. We're with you for the next hour on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nay. I'm going to thank some sponsors, but first I'm going to bring Steven on. How are you, love?
Hey, what's up?
So, we're just going to start off with if you had to make a hashtag for the post-MTV, report, what would you call this show? How you had to wrap this thing up in one word for folks?
Hello?
Can you hear me, love?
I'm trying to hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. I would say, first and foremost, it was a crazy show for the evening. For just from the Kanye to the Miley and her outfits to the messaging that came across tonight, off the chain. The performances, but I think the underlying messaging across the board tonight was one that was bucking the status quo. And hats off to Miley. I think she took a big step forward in some regards to certain things. And then even Nicki Minaj showed us she's still a little trill. So, yeah.
So, do you feel like Miley was within her rights in her response? Do you think, like, Nicki gave too much? I mean, what did that exchange give for you? Did you need to clutch your pearls? Were you like, oh, darling?
I caught my pearls. I will say that in the beginning. I think Miley tried to keep it in wraps of the show. I think Miley won the banter, but I understand where Nicki came from. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. And I just, on this time, I just think Miley was being Miley, knowing that she had an album dropping at the end of the show.
Of course. I knew that when, oh, let me stop. Usually, when you get the host gig and you're not a comedian, you got something coming out. Every time Britney Spears, every time, you know what I'm saying? Let's get into some of Miley Cyrus's ensemble. She was giving me strong Katy Perry tees. What do you think?
She gave me strong Katy Perry tees. She gave me strong six-pack of Sprite tees, too. With that plastic outfit, and then she tried to give me knockoff Gaga. That too, I was like, she's trying to go there, but I was like, she didn't pull it off like Gaga because the effect didn't go. Her hair never matched her outfit like Gaga or Katy Perry though.
What bothered me so much about that is that she never gave any of herself at any point.
No, it was all gimmick. Trying.
And she's
to,
never
like,
had a platform like this.
Yes. And I think the boob slippage was part of the gimmick tonight, too.
Yeah. I wonder, do you think, and we're going to move on, of course, to awards and things of that nature, but I want to get straight up and honest with you. Do you think that she could host another show again? Is she going to move on and do an American Music Awards that's going to be on your primetime TV? Is Baby Girl done? Thank you. Good day. That was cute.
I think it was Thank You, Good Day. That was cute. I think it really was MTV, like Kanye said during his speech. They had Miley hosting. They have Taylor giving him his award. It was all for ratings because the VMAs didn't have, and let's be 100% honest, they had no mega performer tonight that everybody wanted to see. Last year they had Beyonce on the docket, so everybody waited to see Beyonce get the Vanguard Award. Kanye didn't even perform. Nobody was doing a tribute to him. Nobody on the docket was, like, screaming for us to watch him perform tonight. Janet wasn't there to perform because she was in Vancouver. So, you know, they needed to do something to get people to watch, and that was her.
Okay. We're just going to get right into it. You mentioned it, so we're just going to dive in. The biggest award of the night, of course, is the Video Vanguard Award, where they acknowledge icons in the craft of video artistry. I'm visually getting you to see what they're trying to say in their music. This is one of the first times ever that a Video Vanguard artist was not given some sort of musical tribute or option to perform themselves. Was that the oak tree shade of the evening? Was that the real award? Like, bitch, let us gather you together on this day. Was that the gather? Where is the theme in that situation?
I don't know, because I respect Kanye, but even the tribute video was shady. It gave him a lot of stuff that he's done, and like he moved and was so progressive. I don't know if Kanye had decided not to perform and wanted to do his whole speech and soliloquy. I think it was more of a soliloquy than it was a speech. And because, you know, Beyonce didn't have a tribute. She performed last year. She performed her own thing. She did a video and she performed. So I don't know if that was Kanye's thing. But then I also don't understand how MTV didn't know what was going on, because Kanye would have had to rehearse something. So I don't know if it was the okey-doke shade or MTV knowing that Kanye was about to get them more ratings. Oh, Kanye won his own label for that foot, too, yeah.
So what do you think about what he had to say? We'll get into that as well.
Part of it was rambling on. I think he said something twice that makes very, very important. He said, listen to the kids. And out of all of that, that was true. We need to begin to listen to the millennials more, because the millennials will shape the new political landscape, and they're shaping the new political landscape. And I don't think people are realizing that on a serious note. On another note, I really don't understand how an artist who is a Grammy Award winner, who knows that they have to, even though you get nominated for a Grammy, you still have to advertise and promote, and you have to solicit both. And you're calling around, and he has a PR team to call and get people to vote for his Grammys and stuff and convince him that he's the right artist, to then say that you don't understand this award thing. I don't know why you would get up there and say that, because the award thing is what keeps you selling records. It, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know. It's on one hand, I was like, I get what he's saying about the system, and the system not recognizing true talent like CeeLo Green and the people he mentioned. Same time, I also understand as an artist, you need those accolades to move your business forward. And he's been so successful in that realm as well. So he's been awarded so much in other arenas. So I don't know. Yourself, what did you think?
I just think that as two people who engage in the production of programming, and we'll get more into some of that tea later, We know that a lot of this is sleep praying, thought about, prayed about, slept over, not slept over. So these touches and these elements and these nuances just leave me to be like, mm. From down to the presenter, down, come forth. It was Taylor Swift giving the award.
That was publicity, star.
Right.
That was publicity,
but people are
star.
Watching MTV. People are watching MTV. Your ads are being sold. Times are not that hard.
And he said it in his speech. MTV did it for ratings. They talked about it over and over again that she was going to be presenting him the award. That's what got us to watch tonight. Because there was, once again, what? No true artist and art being presented tonight on that stage. It was a real lackluster performance year for the VMAs.
But do you think that that is because at the end of the day, that's what they can do? And that's what we offer, and that's what we watch, and that's what we tweet about, and that's what we discuss?
On one hand, that is true. To feed the reality TV generation, that's what they did. They did that tonight. They did that. They gave them Miley. They gave Kanye's speech. I think Kanye's messaging. I think he also was trying to say, and which I understood what he rambled about, but I also think he was trying to say, if he had a little girl, what he had did to get fame that came with interrupting Taylor's speech, would he have done that then? I think that part got lost in the messaging as well, in his way of kind of trying to apologize and saying maybe it wasn't the right thing to do, because he said that's what everybody began to know him as and say that he's not that bad of a guy. And maybe, you know what, I think he probably did get a bad rap as a bad of a person, who may have been intoxicated that night, but we've all been intoxicated before. And, you know, it is what it is now, but I think he was trying to touch upon that as well, that's what we're so gung-ho about, the reality TV generation, and the next gift and the next meme, that's what we wanted to see tonight, and we got it. We got memes down the street, sweetie. From outfits to his speech to Nicki and Miley, God.
So what were some of your favorite memes?
Oh, my favorite meme right now, Lord forgive me, is Kim Kardashian and the Penguin from Batman. Baby, they got her right together. I also like the meme with Miley and the six-pack of Coke. Yes. That little plastic combo. Yes. I was
that
like,
is not enough. That is not enough.
Guys, but I also like Nicki gave me good old 504 Trill Black Girl. I love that. When she snapped that yes. head to the side and said, you know. So, hey, but right there she had to thank the pastor first. My God.
Yes.
Because she knew.
Yes.
You know, that was me right there when they were talking to my pastor.
Yes, baby.
Can we have the pastor call in? And with that being said, I want you guys to know that this is just not a two-sided, three-sided conversation. We welcome you guys to engage with us on the One Mic Stand with Simply Nate. Stan Omni Media wants to know, where do you stand? That's trademark. Don't get sued. We know that support is free. So if your phone bill is paid and you want to chime in, it's 646-787-8623. If you're borrowing somebody's Wi-Fi, we got you covered as well. Our website is blogtalkradio.com/hear the show. You can hear all the Stand Omni Media shows at blogtalkradio.com/hear the show. So any show we do is going to be the show. You may have a show, we have the show. There is no competition. So I'll take this opportunity to invite you to advertise with us. We work with all business levels. We prefer to support those who will. And that looks like what it looks like on the inside and not necessarily what you say on the outside. So not to put your business platform too much out there, we'll just ask that you email us at standomnimedia@gmail.com and simply put advertise with us in the subject of the email. One of our sales representatives will get back with you with information about what it takes to advertise with our business, and you will have the opportunity to be displayed on each of the shows that are produced under the Stand Omni Media moniker. This conglomerate, again, stands on uplifting narratives that are consistently erased. We talk about things that others are afraid to do, and we are in no way intimidated to do that work, and hope that advertisers will understand that when looking to work with us. Again, we are accepting inquiries, standomnimedia@gmail.com, and we would love to hear from you. Our advertisers that have welcomed us right back onto the radio as though we never left, I graciously thank. And those individuals are the Future Foundation, which is a 501c3 organization that teaches social justice to the youth in the Washington, D.C. area. For more information about the work that this organization does, check out The Future D.C. It can also be found on Facebook, Instagram, and on Twitter. We are also sponsored by The Party Pack. They are kicking ass all over the District of Columbia, and if you want to find out how to be a part of The Party Pack, I suggest you look them up on Facebook, facebook.com, The Party Pack. They have a DC flag. That is their logo that has a lot of a crowd at the bottom, and I think you really, really like that. We are also sponsored by Badass Bingo. This ain't your granny's bingo. I love to host that event, and it's been wonderful working with The Party Pack, who puts that event on. Check them out. They do it Wednesdays at San Donovan's, and they do it in other locations. So you can contact them to see about having Badass Bingo at your home, for your birthday, at your restaurant, in your venue, wherever you're feeling badass. So that's badassbingodc@gmail.com. Again, badassbingodc. Again, we're sponsored by Stand Omni Media, who will be putting on the Get Free Film Festival. The Get Free Film Festival will be giving you a look at liberation. So if you are interested in submitting a film or just helping to volunteer on some level, you may want to email them at getfreefilmfestival@gmail.com. Again, that's getfreefilmfestival@gmail.com. And they have another email, getfreefilms@gmail.com. Again, getfreefilms@gmail.com. Sponsored by Capital T, a sister show hosted by T.S. Madison Henson and Azariah Anarchy Monroe. Yes, Lord, C.S. Madison is coming to Stand Omni Media. And you heard it first on the One Mic Stand with Simply May. So you may want to share this show with a few of your friends, foes, or for real. You know how that go. That's a whole nother show. Is your friend foe or for real? Maybe we'll talk about it next week. But what I am telling you right now is that The Capital T is hosted by Anarchy Monroe, yes, God, and Miss T.S. Madison Henson. We are also sponsored by Andre's Asylum. Beautiful show by a beautiful brother. Check them out. And this Wednesday is the Color People Time premiere of the Black Male Show. So please take the time Wednesday, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, to support the premiere of the Black Male Show. All those advertisers, all those sister shows, all that awesome, y'all ain't ready. So what I'm going to do before we bring it right back on in is I'm going to play a little bit of slow music, and we'll get to why we're listening to this song in a second. I just want to take the time to a little bit of Justin Timberlake on the One Mic Stand with Simply May. Thank you.
up and you held so close. Rain washed out its glow. Heartbeat steady leads me down below. And under the water you scream so loud, but the silence surrounds you. But I hear it loud when you fall, and it's deep and I'll always find you. If my red eyes don't see you anymore, and I can't.
Director of Oasis Dance Company to chime in a bit more specifically about that. specifically about the song we just heard, specifically about how you can get engaged if you want to support this effort. But I do want to take a second and do a bit of a back blast and rewind to yesterday, Saturday. I am so honored to have been asked by Miss Kimberly Bush to be a part of the Real Affirmation Festivity. We gathered together to watch the documentary, The Same Difference. That documentary and the sister who put it together are phenomenal. I'm going to ask that you support that work. It is headed to Atlanta, and we've been given the opportunity to afford a few of our faithful listeners in that area the opportunity to engage with the director, as well as some of the special guests who will be there for the screening. I enjoyed myself immensely. Frenchie Davis was a special guest as well, and her contribution to the conversation was just critical. I mean, she was really uncensored, and she really put the pressure on individuals to challenge how we look at persecution within our community. 275 seats at the Gala Hispanic Theater to be sold out simply because we gathered together as sisters in solidarity and did this effort. The movie's extraordinary. It has an air date. It'll be coming out. I'll be looking to work with the director and seeing how Stan Omni Media can continue to uplift this presentation. But I just wanted to thank Real Affirmations, the DC Center, Kimberly Bush, Nick Honora, the cast of the film, and everyone involved, as well as Frenchie Davis and her Fantasy PR company representative that we got the opportunity to work with. It was awesome to be engaged. I want to thank the Stand Omni Media staff for being involved, and I just truly, truly, truly appreciated the entire experience. If you are interested in booking me for your event, moderating your film, just having me in the building, it is necessary to contact my management, and you can do so by just contacting us at standomnimedia@gmail.com and making sure that your subject line is booked Simply Nay. And we'll take care of you accordingly. Again, my management is Over the Top Productions, and I'm represented by Stephen Wilson, who just happens to be our guest on the show today. One last thing I want to cover before I get back to Stephen, though, is that All Cows Eat Grass was all the way in the building in the District of Columbia at DC9. And that show was sickening. Terrence, Jeff, Renika, Raphael, just keep on doing what you are doing. George 2.0 is just the best DJ to ever bless the ones and twos. I sweated out my sandals. Do you understand what I am saying to you? Church was had. Hallelujah. And if you want to learn more about All Cows Eat Grass, check them out at ACEG_music. Check out their old products. And please be on the lookout for Pastor ATL's new work, which is going to be entitled Self Help. They played some pieces from that the other night, and I've got to let you know that I'm looking out for September the 8th, not because it's the day before my birthday, amongst other things, but because that is when one of the tracks will be released, and hopefully the entire project, because I just need it all in my life at one good time. We'll get to talking about what I'll be doing for my birthday, but I don't know when I'll make that announcement. I think I'm going to drop by one of my sister shows and let that be known, because I may or may not be in the District of Columbia. But as I stated, we're going to move forward with the conversation. I want to drop off and let you know who won some of the awards at the MTV VMAs tonight. Bad Blood was the video of the year. That's Taylor Swift and Kendrick Lamar. Of course, we covered that Kanye West got Michael Jackson Video Vanguard Award this evening. Fetty Wap got the Artist to Watch Award for Trap Queen, and I have to say, it's definitely, definitely well-deserved. Blank Space by Taylor Swift got Best Pop Video, Best Female Video as well. All Right by Best Direction, and Kendrick got All Right, got Best Direction by Kendrick Lamar. Uma Thurman, Best Rock Video by Fall Out Boy. Uptown Funk, Best Male Video. Bruno Mars, Mark Ronson, Anaconda, Best Hip Hop Video by Nicki Minaj. Bad Blood, Best Collaboration, Taylor Swift, Kendrick Lamar. And One Man Can Change the World Best Video with Social Message by Kanye West. So yeah, like just to keep it all the way real, it was a Taylor Swift award, if you just needed the short version of the stick. But those were what you needed to know about the MTV VMA Awards. So honestly, in my personal opinion, with so much going on, including this weekend being the 10th anniversary of Hurricane Katrina, I could give two fucks about the MTV VMAs. And I do want to take the opportunity to stand proudly on my soapbox, as I do on every episode of my show, to let you know that this was intentional. This was to make sure that there was no documentary, that there was no fundraiser, that there was no Regal UNCF Night of the Stars. Let's give glory to the Lord for the lives of the African-American people who survived the shit that went on 10 years ago. So if you think for 1 second that that was an accident, or the 21-year-old brother from Les Miserables getting knocked off because they can't get the first president, so they got to get the first Black Broadway brother to do it big, I'm just stopping by with my soapbox to let you know that you can wake up or you can be awoken, but either way, the shit is so real. There is a show called The Blackmail Show where they talk about that and so much more. I am telling you that you want to check them out because there's just so much I just don't want to address. But they're, I almost got caught up in the spirit. Steven, I mean, is anything I'm saying ringing a bell with you, or am I just completely left with my shit?
Nah, I'm surprised there is no big gala or gala about the 10-year anniversary. We did a little snippet of here or there. Bush went to fucking New Orleans, but I'm like, where is the country outcry? Or like, now if this was 9/11, we'd still be talking about it, right? We still are about to talk about it, but then we're still talking about as many people almost died due to the hands of our own government and our own country, lack of preparo, and we still are no big event. I'm not surprised. And then ironically, well, not really ironically, real sad, nobody brought it up tonight at the VMAs. None of our, even none of our Black artists, Nicki Minaj, who was from New Orleans.
Who won the award? Who won the award? Who won the award? Come through with the list of who won. That was Taylor Swift's video that Kendrick Lamar was in.
Okay.
And if Kendrick Lamar was for, and if Kendrick Lamar was really for us, his album cover would not look like that, because he knows that he can talk to Uncle Barack on the cell phone on the low. Let's be honest about what our community really looks like.
Right. And you know, to keep it 100, I'm disappointed in Kendrick. I'm disappointed in Nicki. I respect them as artists, but Nicki had the platform and the opportunity as, technically, let's be honest, a survivor. Somebody who was from Louisiana, made her money out of Louisiana, and didn't bring up her people. But, you know, that's neither here nor there. Nobody wants to hear that because they want to hear.
How dare you?
You're coming for her. We don't have to do the Black struggle, but the Black struggle, then she wants to talk about Black people don't get an award, but then you don't talk about the Black people who died in your own city.
No, I guess. Struggle they want to discuss is her relationship, okay? That's the only Black struggle they want to discuss, is her relationship and how it is forming publicly. All right. Just facts only. So we are going to pose that question to you all this week on social media, on all our everything. At One Mike Show wants to know, why was the MTV VMA bigger than Katrina 10? What do you think? Now, if you have the balls to chime in right now, our number is 646-787-8623. That number again is 646-787-8623. If you want to tweet us, we are at One Mike Stan Show. Again, that is at One Mike Stan Show, ONEMICSTANDSHOW. We're also on Instagram, and we are on your Facebook. So we are taking your comments all the way around.
Yeah.
Now, I'm just going to get to it while, you know, people are like, hold on, I'm trying to call in and things of that nature. It's some big things going on here. The anniversary of the Movie Man March, but the 5th Annual Gilead Awards is coming. And let's talk about that for a moment, because we do have just a few more moments left on the show, and we want people to chime in to what will be coming up a little later this week.
The 5th Annual Gilliard Awards is our opportunity to give back to our community. I created the award ceremony because I had black people dying and I had people working in our community dying before we were able to say thank you. So it's an opportunity to give back to those who give to us. And it also it's an opportunity to bring awareness to things outside of the normal. The Oasis Dance Collective is a nonprofit that specializes in bringing love and a social justice message through dance. That's what we do. That's what I'm proud to be the executive director of, and that's what I created. This year, the Enchanted Forest is going to do something different. It's an all-black ballet. We could say all-gay black ballet. And it is a ballet that will what looks like the norm, but it is not. That's the most I'm going to give as far as that. The track is very moving. It's a very emotional. It's a roller coaster ride for the audience. There's funny moments. There's moments where people are going to cry. And you will see things transform that look like one thing but are another. And to bring to light some of the darkness that needs to be brought to light in a way that we understand it and that may not come out as abrasive as some people may take it in a regular conversation. People understand movement. People understand art. So we're going to do it in that forum and shed light and enlighten. I think some people shed light, but they don't enlighten. That's very, very important to me. If I'm going to bring something to you, I'm going to show you why I'm bringing it to you and how we can work on this together and move forward as a community.
What you said was so deep. So many people shed light but don't enlighten. Like, it's almost as though saying you're HIV positive, but I'm not going to give you any medicine, any treatment, any resources to carry on with that information.
Correct.
I think that the work that Oasis does is important, because so many people say, well, if you're a dance company, why don't you just do a damn dance recital? Why would you give awards and honor other people at what is supposed to be your premier dance recital? And I have to tell people all the time in conversations that it is showing that you can do the work, that it can be done, that you can celebrate doing the work. And it can be service and action. And so, you know, seeing the smiles and the tears and the repeat gratitude of these people who are continuously honored, or the family members who are standing in representation for deceased honorees. And this being our fourth year engaging with you all in your fifth year producing this show, I'm excited to close the 20th anniversary of the Million Men March. The realities of the all-black ballet. I was about to say buffet. Well, we get all-black buffets all the time, but we don't get all-black ballets all the time. In fact, you know, with the emergence of conversations around Misty Copeland, I don't even think black people knew that the options to them as far as ballet were there. And so, you know, when I talk about getting free and when I talk about, you know, standing and really what the One Mic Stand is about, it's about opening your eyes to other things. So, you know, even in working with the production team on this show, we aren't the type of team that shows up the day up. And you know, you can say this from having worked with us in reverse. We aren't the type of teams that just show up the day of and we haven't seen the paperwork, typed the paperwork, printed the paperwork, probably paid for the paper from the paperwork. You know what I'm saying? Like, and those are the type of community efforts that we want to continue to uplift. So individuals who are interested in finding out more about the Enchanted Forest can actually see a free portion of it this Wednesday. Can you speak a little more about that?
The Axe Racine show is this Wednesday at Live Nightclub. Racine Pendavis is a former honoree of ours. And her platform is to bring awareness as well in the D.C. community. And she hosts a free forum every first Wednesday of the month throughout the year with different hosts and different community organizations, different platforms. And the platform we're using on this Wednesday is we will premiere part of the ballet and we will do a snippet of our show to give people an idea of the type of quality of performance we're going to give. Part of it will be a hip-hop routine, also a modern contemporary routine to give you both caveats of what will happen on stage at the Enchanted Forest. That event is at Live Nightclub in, I believe, Northwest D.C. on U Street. Doors open at 6 o'clock. You can order food. You can order drinks. The acclaimed DJ Suspense is spinning that night, as well as, I believe, an artist by the name of Christian Page may be in. They have a live lounge that's going to happen that night as well, and he'll be performing there. So it's the community supporting the community, which is very important. Oftentimes we talk about people don't help each other, but this is an opportunity where you can see the community working with each other to help the community move forward.
Sickening as shit. Now, let's get into the bigger day. We always say that support is free, but sometimes that can be a lie. How can those individuals who are listening this evening who are like, I may be in D.C., I haven't gotten my entire social calendar together, how can they engage on the actual day of the Enchanted Forest?
The actual day of the Enchanted Forest, if you go to theoasisdanceco.com, that's OASISDANCECO.com, and look at the Oasis site, you can click on the Enchanted Forest. We have a jazz lounge for our people to enjoy who purchase tickets for the show. And then the actual day, the show will go down at the Atlas in Northeast. And I believe tickets are $25 and $50. And we have the mayor's office has confirmed. We have some of the individuals from Congress have confirmed. And if you would like to be a sponsor and get in front of people on that platform, I definitely say it's awesome for you to hit us up and learn more. We have some people also coming from New York. And we have a special surprise guest. It's going to be an epic event due to the weekend all the way around. It's a social justice weekend in D.C., and it's going to culminate with the Enchanted Forest as we close the weekend of events. We're going to talk about Black Lives Matter, but I want people to understand that all black lives, including the gay black lives. So on that Sunday, we're going to look at Black Lives Matters and gay black lives, especially at our trans lives, and understand that we've lost 17 people. And this year, trans people, we've lost 17 of them this year to murder. So we're going to highlight that, you know, we talk about Caitlyn Jenner, but we've been in this struggle a lot longer than Caitlyn Jenner. So we're going to highlight that. We're going to highlight the Black Lives Matter and the Trayvon Martins and the Eric Garners and, you know, realize the message that people like Alvin Ailey and Arthur Mitchell, who are my mentors, were showing me as I was a student learning in New York, and they had created the revelation. So we're creating what we hope will be the next generation, the millennial form of revelations, our song and cry for social justice, as he did in the 80s with Revelations.
I think that one of the things that's very important is to speak about how the arts can talk about social justice ways in issues in a way that modern day and basic conversation can't. Can you get a bit into that as one of the creative directors of this show?
Yes. For me, I think as an artist, sometimes you can touch people through movement. And that's the caveat in which I work in. And what we do as Dancers in Oasis is to bring to life what we see and what is written. For example, I believe 3 years ago we did the Trayvon Martin's tribute during our gospel session. And the name of the song was Don't Cry. And it was about a mother who was dancing with her child the whole show. But by the end of the show, when she came back and went to see her child was gone. But then when the mother was crying for her child and she danced off the stage, we saw the spirit of what a child dancing in a hood with a Coke, a can bottle and a bag of Skittles to represent Trayvon, and as a mother weeps in the power of losing a child to senseless violence or senseless injustice of our justice system, what it looks like. We see media clips of burning CVSs, but we don't see the media clips of the mother who has to bury her child. We don't see
right.
the agony of a community who's tired of being looked down upon. So when you
we
see that in movement in front of you.
Can we speak on that? We can't even get a list of how many people they're knocking off come through.
Say that one more time.
We can't even get a list of how many people they're knocking off.
Right, and then you get people telling you, well, you need to talk better. But then at the same time, we have clips on TV showing, if I was of a different skin tone and talked the same way, I'd get away. So why the double standard? Why do I have the Sandras who die, and then I have the same white lady who cussed out an officer who just got a citation? So
did the whole
like
problem change? Were you there for that?
Say that one more time, baby.
She did the whole Harlem Shake. Were you there for that?
Yes. So it's just ridiculous. But I think, you know, people don't get offended as much in movement as they do when you in your interview on TV when you say Black Lives Matter. Sometimes you have to do some type of physical depiction for people, for them to understand. And it doesn't need to be a documentary. People will respect the art, and they will like the beauty of the dance, and then they have to come to the realization of what the message of the dance was at the same time. So that's what we do. You're going to love the movement. You're going to love the music. You're going to love the set. You're going to love the narration. But then there's a message behind all the movement that will hit you by the end of the show. And that's the power of the Enchanted Forest. Not to be just an award show, but we're awarding people who are in the fight and in the struggle that we're working towards. You know, we're not awarding people for a popularity contest. We keep doing that everywhere else. I have no reason to keep honoring people who's your friend. I'm not your friend. I want to see you at the rally. I want to see you up at night. I want to see you on the phone. I want to see you trying to move us forward. There's no point in continuing to you know, as Juanita Bynum said, the person who made you a bishop is your friend who was a bishop. So
yes,
I'm not trying to do that. I'm trying to be highlight. And then some of the people are like, who was that? It's a child who's working in the field to try to keep other people alive. So, you know, we're looking who's really working in the depth to do something and honoring those people and using movement to tell the story and move people hopefully to action. That's this whole thing. The Black Lives Matter has been real, real cute for social media. But in 6 months, I don't want it to be a social media thing. I want it to be an action thing. I don't want just another march. I want us to, by 2016, to be moving legislative people out of office. When we say Black Lives Matter, I want us to get people to vote. I want people to realize, to get these people out of office who do not care about your existence. And if we have to do that by seeing you seeing a dance that you say, oh, that's cool, and you clicking on a link to do something, that's what we're going to do. This is the generation of TV and reality, you know, reality TV and TV shows and this dance show and that dance. So we're going to use what we need to, the entertainment value, to get our message across. And that's what we're doing.
That's everything. We are about to get out of here. So I need for you to let people know how they can stay connected with you.
You can follow me on Instagram at Chaos the Dancer. That is KAHOSDADANTER. Or you can find me on Facebook at the Oasis Dance Company or Stephen Chaos Wilson. That's how you can find me. Those are my social media handles. My Instagram and Twitter are the same. So, yes, that's where you can find Stephen.
Ow. Thank you so much. We'll be talking more about the Enchanted Forest. I look forward to seeing everyone at Club Live beginning at 7 p.m. for the Ask Racing show. It's going to be a beautiful occasion. Continue to support Stand On My Media and show exactly where you stand. Support is free. We have the trademark on all our shit, and we will sue you. You gotta be bold when you're black and in business. Sorry, not sorry. Again, sometimes you gotta make moves and not announcements. Sorry, not sorry. If you didn't get the email to stay up late and check up the one mic. I'll catch you next Sunday and be on the lookout for the rest of the Stand Omni Media production. Love y'all later. Who rocked DC9 this past Saturday with their dance party? All my life, I love me grass. No beat, just grass. So check out SMH from the past.
Even if